you so much. You can be seated this evening. Before we receive the offering, we're going to have Brother Nathan Beal come and present the work of the ministry that the Lord in heaven has called him to. Brother Nathan, you come. Tell us about your
ministry.
Thank you,
Pastor. God bless you. Thank you. Well, good evening, Catoosa Baptist. It is great to finally meet you in person. I met Brother Craig about a year ago just online, and your church reminds me of, as Paul writes back to the church at Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians, he writes back and basically thanks them and says that you were examples and samples to everybody, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but everywhere around the region of Macedonia. So Paul's saying, I don't even have to come back and talk about you because you are doing such a good job of not only supporting me, but telling others in your area about Jesus. And I first heard about your church from missionaries. Two friends of mine, Jason Holt and Raleigh Hill, who spoke glowingly about your church. And that was my introduction to Brother Craig. And so it's nice to finally put a name to a church. Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Put a name. Sorry about your water there, Pastor. Okay, good. Yeah, so we're not ready. Tell you what, folks, if you go to as many churches as I do, you do some dumb things. That one might be up there. I'm already red-faced, so if I get more, you'll know what it's from. But anyway, I've just so enjoyed being with you this morning. It is great to be in a church that's alive. I can't tell you how many churches I go to around the country that unfortunately are on their last leg. And it does my heart good to be in a church like yours where people are singing out and singing to the glory of God. And it's just, my heart is full being here tonight. I apologize to my wife and kids weren't able to be here. You can see their picture on our banner in the back. Thank you, sir. As they are sick, our two youngest, our four-month-old son and our 17-month-old son and four-month-old daughter both have RSV, the virus. So if you would pray for them, please. We're actually headed home tomorrow, kind of cutting our trip in Georgia short because of how bad they're coughing and things like that. So we're going to be getting them into multiple doctors on our way up here from South Georgia. We stopped at two urgent cares, and so please be in prayer for them as we go. Our ministry is called Core Missions. Core stands for Centered on Remote Evangelism. What we do is we partner with existing missionaries all over the world that, like Paul, left their culture and are going to another place and people group, and they're planting themselves and preaching the gospel. As they're doing that and evangelizing their community and discipling believers, the goal being to train up faithful men and women that can come behind them and take the work of the ministry and continue it. I wanted to read one verse of scripture that is the model for our ministry, and that is 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Paul is writing back to his son in the faith, and he's telling him, Timothy, all those things. And we have so much written about Paul's journeys that Timothy was along, but you know, we only have a couple sermons of Paul's written in Scripture, and sometimes it's just him in his place. But Timothy was able to be there and be an eyewitness to all that happened. He's saying, all those things that you saw me do, the word that I taught, the things I taught you about Jesus, take those same things and find faithful men and teach those faithful men so that those faithful men can then be rooted and grounded in the truth of God's word so that they can teach others also. So in one tiny verse of scripture, we have four generations, so to speak, of pastors or spiritual leaders taking God's word and not hoarding it, but turning around and passing it on to men behind them. So that Paul's saying to Paul to Timothy, Timothy to faithful men, and faithful men to others also, four generations of pastors taking those truths and raising up more pastors. And that is what we want to do. We want to partner with missionaries like that. Missionaries like Jason Holt, who our family is going to be going to work with, and missionaries like Raleigh, who have this already in their DNA from the beginning, is we want to get to a place and we want to not only evangelize the community, but we want to reach men and women, families, that we can train for the work of the ministry and commission them and send them out. I believe that the answer to completing the Great Commission in our lifetime, or if we, as the pastor said this morning, whatever time we have left on this earth, is through the local New Testament church. And so our desire is to go alongside these missionaries and help them send out people, national pastors, indigenous people, to go and reach their own people. We don't have a lot of time for statistics, but we're sending fewer and fewer missionaries and missions dollars from America around the world. So as we do it, as we go and as you send, what our ministry tries to maximize the work of the American missionaries that are on the field and come alongside them, some with funding of national pastors. What our family is going to be doing is actually going to the field. And as we are there, what we're going to be doing is going with these national pastors and their families and going out to help them plant churches. What often happens, I told Brother Craig at lunch, is a missionary Goes to the field and they begin working in one location. Well, even take, for example, Jason Holt, who we're going to be going to work with. He's got two guys that are planting churches in the next 6 weeks. One of them is right in Santiago in the capital where he is. He's going to be able to be with him for 1 year. What a help that's going to be for that young pastor. There's another guy that's going 4 hours south. Jason can't go 4 hours south as he has a Bible college there. When we are there, we're going to be going with families like that to go and help them plant churches for 6 months to a year, and then do the same thing in that country. And every 2 or 3 years, we're going to pick up our family and move to a different country somewhere in Central and South America where our ministry is already working and partnering with. So if you would pray with us, we would greatly cover your prayers. On the back table there, we've got pamphlets and prayer cards. So please grab a teal pamphlet that tells a little bit more about our ministry and our prayer card and pray for us. We've been traveling, raising support and people asking people to pray and support us financially for about 19 months, and we're nearing the end. We're at about 85% of our support. So we have prayed and felt God's leading us to go in June to begin our first 2 years again working there with Jason Holt in Chile and doing language training and also learning from him and the years of experience that he has had there. So we are trying to raise the last 15% over the next couple months. So please pray along with us. I want to leave one statistic with you in closing, and that's about the world population. If any of you were alive in 1950, was anyone here alive in 1950? No, I see everybody shaking their head. Okay, for those few two or three of you that were alive in 1950, the world population in 1950 was 2.5 billion people. Today it sits at 7.6 billion people. So in your lifetime, you have seen one of the greatest population spikes probably since Adam or Noah. And it's not slowing down. Today there's going to be 360,000 births and a little over 150,000 deaths. That means there's going to be an increase of 200,000 people added to our planet today. And that's going to happen on Monday and Tuesday. And all of us as believers are tasked with getting the gospel to the ends of the earth. Not all of us are going to go like we are. Now, I'm hoping and praying that maybe God would touch the heart of a young person in this church that would go and leave this congregation and take the gospel elsewhere. But all of us collectively, as we pray, as we give, as some of us go, we can be a part of reaching some of those 200,000 people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Pastor, for the opportunity. I'm so sorry about your water.
No, it's fine. If you would just 1 second. How many churches has Brother Jason planted in Chile?
Then this year will be 10 total with these next two.
And they're fixing to start two, and that will include?
So that's including the two, but there's two more men within the next year that are finishing up Bible college.
Have you ever seen anything more exciting than reproduction and multiplication through church planting?
No, that's exactly
what we're going. I'm telling you, it's so exciting when you see cities of millions with no Baptist churches. It's hard for us to think in that context. And it's a wide open opportunity to plant churches as fast as God in heaven can raise up men. We can train them and send them out. It's totally amazing to witness and to see. And I'm thankful for men like Jason Holt that's been faithfully serving men like you that's come alongside them. Now, there is an unspoken rule in our church. A long time ago, this happened long before I came. If a missionary ever knocks over water, he'll never get support.
That's it. Come on. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Brother Harold instituted that. Praise the Lord. Let's have our ushers come to receive the offering this evening as we give. Let's give cheerfully to the Lord. And when I ask that, I mean literally, let's turn our heart to the Lord. And whatever we give, let's give from a cheerful heart to Him to say thank you for His goodness and grace. Let's pray for Brother Bill's children that God in heaven would touch them, help them as they battle RSV. Brother Tony Holler, if you would please ask some.